Jack Brill was the first one to confirm with me that he had been approached. So I met with him and interviewed him through this process. And, you know, he told me the story of how he got a phone call from a representative of the PAC and what they offered him. And he said at first he wasn't clear of who they were or what they exactly were wanting in return. But he said when he found out, he decided to decline their offer. And since then has signed a pledge that was put up by another PAC that was created just recently to support the hospital staying public. And he signed a pledge stating that he would not ever make a vote passing the hospital to be a private hospital.
So why is this a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal for two reasons. You know, in Sarasota, not only is Sarasota Memorial Hospital a very big hospital that the community is dependent upon, it's a really, really good hospital. It's been rated in the top five of the nation for the past 10 years. In addition to that, what makes it really important, it's the only hospital in the area that has maternity, a level 3 maternity, and that is essential. It offers indigent care that no other hospital really offers in our area. It has other things that are important to the community, like NICU and ICU and long-term care that are required to be offered by public hospitals. HCA owns 20, well, I guess I should say they run 20 hospitals in our area, all the way from Tampa down to Charlotte. In Sarasota alone, they run Doctors Hospital. In Bradenton, they're Blake Memorial. And then in Englewood, there's the Englewood Hospital down there that they run. So Sarasota Memorial Hospital is the only hospital that's not run by the HCA. In addition to that, 10 years ago, Doctors Hospital got rid of their maternity ward. And it's extremely important for the people of Sarasota to know that when they need those services, they're here in the community. They don't have to travel 45 minutes to an hour to get those services. So that's the first thing that makes it important. The second thing is that for the past couple of years, Sarasota Memorial Hospital has been under attack with several different reasons of making it go private. Rick Scott signed in a law in 2012 that said that all public hospitals had to essentially prove their worthiness and show that they weren't a burden on the taxpayer, and which Sarasota Hospital did last year in March of 2013, to the point where the hospital board took a vote on whether they should remain public or private. And the hospital board unanimously voted to keep it public. Well, here we are again, you know, a year later, dealing with the same thing, and the public is just furious about it.
So have you been able to get any kind of verification from the hospital at all that this is something that's legitimately on the table?
Well, I can tell you that there is a PAC set up that supports the hospital, and I've talked to them, and they've raised, last time I talked to them was a few days ago, they raised over $60,000 in 24 hours to basically fight this HCA PAC. And keep it public.
So do private hospitals, like ones that are run by HCA, do they not have the same types of regulations as far as keeping things like maternity wards?
Yeah, they're not required to. It's completely a private enterprise. What will end up happening, and this is what I think people will make a mistake when they think it's smart to go private and just take it off of the public dole and whatever else they're going to say. The state will have to come in and negotiate with those private hospitals on what services they're going to have to pick up. If there is no public hospital available in the area, somebody will have to pick that up. But it's a negotiation of who. And then essentially what happens is where right now the taxpayer dollar to support the public hospital, especially Sarasota Memorial, will then be divided amongst the private hospitals who will offer those services. But it's still under the jurisdiction of the private company, not the public.